DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. I was going to talk to you about changing our format after our hiatus.
To what?
I'll talk to you about it later.
During the show?
No, I'll talk to you about it later. I'm thinking that maybe our current... This all comes from like watching an old Star Trek movie the other day. And it's like, you know, things change. Production values change. Maybe having the theme song right up front and then doing things like that wouldn't be as fresh and as new as maybe, you know, starting with just content, starting with minor content that then plays the theme song after that. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
And then making a smaller theme song and then basically, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like...
I like consistency, but I like change at the same time. Although I do love a theme song to stay the same.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Memorial Day. It's one of those holidays that gets confused with Labor Day, but one of them is at the beginning of summer, the other one's at the end of summer, and who really cares? It's just an excuse to go and do things on a weekend. So do it. And while you're there, don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a very memorial discount. I got nothing. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Memorial Day Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going? How are you?
I don't know.
How are you doing this evening?
I am excellent. Thanks for asking. I think the chat room is pointing out, of course, I should have said memorable instead of very memorable discount instead of a memorial discount. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
The chat room is filled with backseat drivers.
It is. But that's why we love them, because you know what? It is 10:11 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing, which is that we are streaming live on Pride48.com, and we have a live chat room audience. Adam, tell us who is there this evening with us.
We have Turnip Head, Adam Burns, Daniel Brewer, Ant, Good Humor Penguin, IG Luke, It's All About Me, Jaded Tristan, Kathy Bacon, Mags, Mib something or other, Pib something or other, Zitty McZitman, Q Sledge, Ramble Redhead, That Blue Jeans Guy, and Veritable Vergo.
Correct. We have some Pibs instead of the normal Mibs because we were testing out a new chat room. We don't know if we're going to keep it because it seems to have some issues. That's why if you go to the Pride 48 site, there's both versions there. So if you're having problems with the chat slash new, or the chat, you know, the new chat, go to the old. They both use the same IRC back channel, so you get to the same chat room from both of them. It's just window dressing. I have not had any problems with it, however, but I knew other people were. So that is just excellent. You know what? There's some folks we haven't seen normally in our chat room, like Luke. Luke's almost never in our chat room. And
yes, sexy Luke.
Jaded Tristan has been gone for a very long time. He's been overseas.
Well, I was looking at various podcast feeds today.
Yes, he had a great trip. Thank you for asking.
What?
I said Jaded Tristan has been overseas, and I was waiting for you to ask, you know, welcome back or something, but you just completely plowed right through it. Just completely.
Welcome back, Jaded Tristan. I hope you had a fabulous trip. As I was looking at podcasts today,
yes,
I was looking for feed information, which I already had I already had all of it, but I didn't even think about it. So I was looking for all the feed URLs, and I went over to the Instant Gratification podcast website, and they have a picture of all of them in their underwear. So that's why, you know, well, or tank tops, maybe not underwear, maybe they're naked underneath their tank tops. I'm not sure, but anyway.
This is this your first time seeing that
No, I've seen it before, but it just brought it to my attention because
I think that picture was actually taken in Vegas last year.
The picture was probably taken 10 years ago or something, but
10 years ago,
today.
10 years ago, the host of Instant Gratification were like embryos. So I don't think it was taken 10 years ago.
Anyway, that's why. And then Luke, and then coincidentally enough, Luke is in the chat room. And I was thinking, oh, half naked picture, sexy Luke. Oh, will they be in Vegas? It's all in my brain. So that's it. How are you, Daniel? How is your world going? I would really like to know right now.
my world is, Yale's graduation was on Monday.
Okay.
Now, this is a something that I wish I would have known ahead of time, because I would have taken Monday off, because it was the tiny little downtown New Haven became overrun with tourists on Monday. All these people coming in for their children's graduations filled up all the parking garages. So my normal parking garage that I pay for, I couldn't get into, which I pay monthly for. So I had to go to another parking garage. And of course, I couldn't get to the other parking garage because people were trying to make left-hand turns from the right-hand lanes. Downtown New Haven is a very confusing place because we have many, many, many one-way streets. So to get to a place like a block away, you may have to go four blocks and then turn and then turn, you know.
I hate that because it's always very confusing and precarious. Yes. And you're nervous, you know, when you first, like when you first moved there, yes. Were you nervous you were going to accidentally turn the wrong way down a street? No?
Yeah, no.
You ever come up to a street and you think, oh my gosh, which direction is this one going? I don't know. Oh, let me look and see which way the cars are parked.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, and we don't have on-street parking in a lot of places. So, it's an interesting, I don't know. It was horrible. It was horrible. Horrible. So I couldn't park in my normal parking garage. I had to go somewhere else. And then that made me late. And then, not that it matters, not that I missed a meeting or anything, but still, it was just annoying. And
from what you've told me, you just go in, sit at your desk all day, you know, buried in your work, don't talk to anyone, and then go home. And no one knows whether you're there or not.
Correct. Yes.
Really? And you come in when you want, you leave when you want.
Yes.
You know, and that's about it.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So it was just horrible. And we have construction going on either side of our building. So that just added to it. So it was just a very... It was a very so. Congratulations, Yale graduates! Now, fuck you, get out of town. That's basically what I wanted to say to the. John Kerry was there, so that was the other part of the traffic was John Kerry was giving the commencement speech, so traffic was being blocked off for him as well. So,
well, I want to say congratulations to all the Yaleys who graduated. I hope you go off and have fabulous careers with your wonderful Yale degree.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure. You know what that makes me think of, actually?
No,
great segue into this topic.
I know. It's almost as if I was pausing there to let you segue into that. Right.
So I was driving down the road, as one will do.
As opposed to...
Well, you could walk, I guess, but I drive down the road. Anyway, and we're having elections. In fact, we're having elections today, but it's for all of those things that nobody cares about, like state representative or some shit. I don't know. I mean, who cares, really? I mean, you know, other than president, you know, who votes? I'm sure you do, but I don't. Anyway, doesn't matter. So I've been going around, you know, for the past few weeks, and this woman has plastered, I mean, all over the place. There are signs that say Jenna De La Rosa for state representative, Jana De La Rosa this, Jana De La Rosa that.
You just rolled your R, so I mean, is she Latina?
I don't know. Her name sounds, I don't know her, but her name sounds Latina. Anyway, so first off, I was annoyed by that because I'm serious, everywhere, every block, fences, the little sticky things in the grass, the little, you know, anyway, everywhere, like banners, posters. I mean, it's like a high school, you know, where, anyway, it doesn't matter. So I was really irritated about that because I was like, really? Does she have to plaster her name all over the freaking place? Come on. And then I'm driving the other day. I'm on my way. I don't know where I was on my way. And there's this little banner of hers, and her opponent has parked like a truck the size of an 18-wheeler right next to her little banner. And the whole back of the truck is covered with this huge banner for him, like, I don't know, 15 times the size of hers. And hers all just have her name. They just say Jenna De La Rosa or whatever.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It didn't come out right. Jenna De La Rosa. So his, and I can't remember his name to save my life, but anyway, his has a, hers just has font that just says Jenna De La Rosa for representative. His had a life, bigger than life size photo of himself, you know, perfect hair, perfect everything, you know, 30-something year old, and then his blonde wife and their perfect five children. I wanted to puke.
Carved out of cream cheese. Turnipad in the chat room wants to know, did you say Jenna De Rosa?
Maybe. I did. Jenna De La Rosa. Anyway, it was like this Republican. Yeah, he must be Republican because, I mean, he's like, look, vote for my perfect Barbie doll family.
He could be, he could, now in fairness, he could be a pedophile, and those were like his conquests that he was showing.
But
look, I rape small children. Look, here's three of them now.
It was five children.
Oh, five.
He's a Mormon.
He's an overachiever.
You know, I don't want to vote for him. Maybe he's a Mormon. I don't want to. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The woman irritated me because she just plastered herself all over the place. And the guy irritated me.
So these are your choices, ladies and gentlemen. If you're voting this evening in Arkansas, your choices are a plastered woman or a pedophile. So just go and choose.
And he's like, take a look at my perfect family, ladies and gentlemen. Vote for me. I'm perfect. I have a perfect blonde wife and five perfect children who are all on the honor roll.
Really? That seems like a lot of writing to put on a...
I'm telling you.
To put on a billboard. Yes, hello.
It's a big truck.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm T. Cruiser, Celebrity Death Correspondence.
Yes.
Actor Tony Gennaro, dead at 72. Most famous for the movie Tremors. Bye.
I find it odd that you could utter the phrase famous and Tremors in the same breath.
That was a good movie. Didn't it have those big worms that came up out of the...
I believe they were, in fact, responsible for the Tremors. So, anyway. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You have yet another entry into the movie thing.
I know we've said this before.
He's trying to pay for his trip.
He's trying to pay for his trip. That's what he's doing.
Trying to pay for a trip. Trying to soak us Americans to pay for his trip is what it is. So, I had a rather uneventful week. We did the, Robert has been in a gay bowling league.
You didn't have any other weed festivals to go to?
No.
Like, you know.
No, so Robert has been in a gay bowling festival, and their season ended, and so they had their awards banquet this past Sunday. So we went to that, which oddly was at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was like.
For bowling, that's not odd.
Well, I mean, they normally bowl at like 6 o'clock or 5:30 or 6 o'clock on Sundays. So they were doing this banquet at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So it was down in Norwalk. We went down there. We had lots of food. Robert won a couple of awards. I couldn't tell you what they were because I'm not a bowler, so I don't understand all the lingo, but it was something about him having the most pins over his handicap. I don't know what that means.
The most turkeys?
No. He had the most pins over his handicap.
So I think your handicap is like... Your average or something?
Honestly, I think that's no longer like correct to say. I think you call them bowling Americans now. I don't think you actually refer to them as handicapped. So we used to, but now we just call them as bowling Americans. But
okay, I got it. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In this modern era, oh shit, hold on. It says, in this modern era of automatic scores recording open bowling scores, league scores in tournament or special event is... Dang it. It was right up there.
It doesn't matter. RT Cruiser says it's pins over average. Anyway, the point is he won. That was the award that he won.
A way to level the playing field for beginning bowlers who have to compete against experienced bowlers. Anyway.
So Robert is on a team with the guy that won like the highest games and the biggest, you know, he was like, so the best bowler on the entire league is on Robert's team, but the team didn't even place in the top three. Which should tell you something.
Well, at least he won most pins over his handicap.
He did. So, or pins over average is what I'm being told. So, anyway, so yeah, so it was. He was here. I mean, we went to that. We went to the gay bowling league thing. Kevin and Brian from Danbury are also in the bowling league. Now, Kevin won like every award twice, and Brian won nothing. Brian won absolutely not a single award, which he deserves because I asked him if he'd heard the latest show, and he was just like going, ah, that sound was disgusting, and I didn't think it was funny at all. And he basically poo-pooed the last show with that amazing sound, which I think is like the fast, you know, the greatest damn sound in the universe.
In fairness, I liked the sound, but I will say that you're the one that decided to play it, so.
I was. Anyway, there was a thing, and then this weekend, we're going to New York City this weekend for my brother and sister-in-law are coming up. So we are going to be going to the World Trade Center, to the new 9/11 museum. We have tickets for that, so we're...
Oh, there was a big hullabaloo about that.
Right. So we're going... it just opened. It actually, I believe it officially opens tomorrow, but they've had their opening ceremony. It's been open for family members this past week. But so we are going on Saturday to the World Trade Center Museum, and we're going to go eat at the Mario Batali's restaurant that you and I ate at. So,
Good. That was a very good restaurant. I believe it was our favorite of the weekend.
It was. And then I don't know what else we're going to do. A couple of the things that were suggested was maybe doing it's not a performance art per se, but it is a performance. I don't know. It's called Sleep No More. And we thought about doing that, but I don't want to they come up every Memorial Day weekend. So I don't want to run out of things for them to do.
You know, if you guys just moved to New York, which I think is what Robert wants to do anyway, you wouldn't have to travel up there every time you have company, because it seems like every time someone comes to see you, all the events happen in New York.
That's because I live in Connecticut. Nothing happens in Connecticut. Connecticut is, it's pretty, but there's not a lot. Here's what happens. You see, we are exactly, no longer. We're actually now skewing closer to New York. But before, when we lived in New Haven, we were exactly 2 hours away from Boston and an hour and 50 minutes away from New York City. Right. So an hour and 50 minutes away from Grand Central and 2 hours away from Boston. So anything that would be cool, like any kind of cultural thing that would be cool, won't come here because it's only 2 hours in either direction to a really big city. So it's like all the really cool stuff goes to either Boston or New York. And so we end up with all the kind of, crazy lesbians.
So how far are you from D.C.? Because there used to be a really good strip bar there.
We are not that far from D.C. We are, I guess, on the Alsea Express or whatever. We would be, I think it's 2.5 hours from New York, so you'd add another hour onto that. So 3.5 hours.
Well, I don't think it's there anymore, but there used to be a really good strip bar that I went to several times called Wet. And they had a bar, like literally a metal bar that was...
Are you somehow implying that there's not a strip bar in New York City that I could go to?
I'm not
into strip bars, but I'm just saying that.
No, not like this. I guarantee you that
No, so. All right. Keep in mind, Adam, as I pointed out before, when you were here, we were in one tiny borough of New York City. We happened to be in the most touristy, most expensive borough of New York City, which, isn't necessarily going to have everything that you're looking for because
so
it is a touristy
saying?
Area. I'm saying there could be one in Queens. There could be one in the Bronx. There could be one out in Brooklyn.
In New York.
New York City is huge.
There are fully naked strip bars.
There's probably some abandoned underground parking garage where there's a rave with naked 22-year-olds, for all I know.
Well,
and it happens
this one,
every night.
They would hang from these bars on the ceiling, and they were completely naked except for socks, and they would spread their hole and put their hole right in your face and everything else. I mean, it was all right there. I mean, everything, just everything.
See, Tristan wants to know if we've been to the Cock in East Village. No, I haven't been to the Cock in East Village.
So I got a promotion. That's all I want to say on that. Everyone can send your congratulatory emails to contact@dubiousintent.com is fine. We'll read them on the air. You can call in and leave a voicemail. I was promoted. I am now a senior software quality assurance engineer.
Oh, so a new title and everything.
You went through that whole boring story without a call, and I'm talking about
these
promotion.
These are live calls. I can't really hear.
Now it's Ben Luke and Kathy Bacon.
What?
He's a sugar guy.
He's a sugar daddy. What?
You know, it's funny that you didn't hear that because she said Malik Benjaloo.
Malik Benjaloo a sugar daddy? What?
And I'm not even sure. I Googled it, I have to admit.
I don't
even know if she was pronouncing it correctly. It's Malik, M-A-L-I-K, B-E-N-D-J-E-L-L-O-U-L.
So it has J-E-L-L-O.
Yeah, something like that. And he literally is, if you Google sugar dude or sugar man or something.
If I
you
Google
will literally,
sugar
I Googled sugar guy, I think is what I Googled.
Sugar daddy. Right.
Sugar guy dead. And you literally will get an article about this guy.
I'm getting anything. Meet real sugar daddies. Need a sugar daddy?
Not sugar daddy. You have to
find
sugar
your sugar
guy.
Daddy now.
Type in dead.
Dead sugar daddy.
Dead sugar guy. And see what you get. Okay, you don't get it if you do that. Whatever I put in
earlier today. It doesn't matter. Are we giving it to her or not?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me look again. Sugar guy dead. Oh, sugar guy dead is what you have to put in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck. Hey, sure. Give it. Oh, yeah, it did come out. Oscar-winning director Malik Benjalulu.
There you go.
Was found dead in Stockholm. Oh, his movie was Searching for Sugar Man.
There you go. Excellent. Well, congratulations, Kathy Bacon. You have been entered into the
contest. I'm just going to put him as Sugar Man.
Sugar Man.
Yeah. So anyway, I got a promotion.
You got a promotion. Thanks can be sent.
That's it.
Congratulations.
I have to say this. No one cares, but I have to say it anyway.
Yes.
This guy that I work with, who's kind of a friend but annoys me, it's kind of a weird relationship. Anyway.
So kind of like me.
No, whatever. So he was my mentor when I first started, and he was above me, and then I got promoted. He got promoted, and then I got promoted. And he's always acting like he's better than everyone else, right? So I go up to him the other day because I was irritated. It's a long story, so I won't go into it, but I was irritated about something. And he made a comment. We were talking about promotions, and he just randomly says, "Oh, well, Adam, I think you need to work on your soft skills before you'll be promoted." And I'm like, I didn't say this, but I'm like, what the fuck ever? My soft skills?
Was he making this noise?
No.
Adam. Soft skills.
The funny thing is, for those of you who don't know, soft skills is one of those business words for, you know, how you socialize. Do you play the game? You know, are you political? You know, it doesn't matter how you say things in the company. And I went to my manager and I was talking and I was like, soft skills. And he's like, what? I shouldn't say the guy's name. That guy needs to work on his soft skills. That's why
I've seen him promoted.
I got promoted. Now I'm ahead of him.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Do you pull your dick out and like slap him in the face? Here you go. Here's my soft skills right here, baby.
No,
see my soft skills.
I wanted to go over and say, yeah, look at my soft skills, buddy.
My soft skills.
But I didn't. Last thing, I went to Tulsa.
What?
Oh, you only had two cards. Go ahead.
I wasn't noticing because they come in live, but I was predicting that the next 5 death calls are all RT Cruiser, and they're all 5 different people that no one else called about.
I know, right? Well, we only had like one call from him last week, and he didn't.
No, but no one else called about Alan Rickman.
Those were all of the calls that we had.
Wow.
Those were all of the. I'm sorry. I apologize that only RT Cruiser calls in.
No, Cruiser, I love RT Cruiser.
We love you.
Just saying, I will happily just give RT Cruiser money in Vegas, and then if no one else is going to play, that's all I'm saying.
So really quickly,
yes.
Mark took me to Tulsa for my promotion.
Yes,
because I wanted to eat at Whataburger.
Because that makes sense, right?
So
do you watch Mad Men?
I don't.
See, Mad Men's latest thing, the latest account that they're working on is Burger Chef, and the last episode closed with them sitting in a Burger Chef, and a piece of my brain remembers like some of those decorations, right? I was like a tiny little kid when those things shut down, but I remember like the little, and so I was just like, but then it got me, the buildings, all the Burger Chefs in my area had gotten bought out by Whataburgers and were turned into Whataburgers because the Burger Chef has that same architecture. So it predated the Whataburger. Anyway, go ahead, please.
Well, so I got a triple. It was fabulous. Oh, also breaking news, we're getting a Whataburger. They're starting it any day now.
Any day
In Fayetteville.
They're going
to
be breaking
but, them out. So I won't have to go to Tulsa anymore. We watched Spider-Man, went to a movie theater where all the seats are recliners, and I fell asleep.
Of course you did.
Because I'm an old man, and I have fallen asleep in the past three movies that we've gone to. Anyway, so that's it. Went to Tulsa. Nothing exciting.
Now, was
we went
one
to
of
the
those,
aquarium.
Was one of those movies that you fell asleep in, The Hobbit? Because I fell asleep in The Hobbit, too. I think everyone...
I'm not sure. I might have.
I think The Hobbit is basically a two-hour movie that he has stretched out to be 6 hours of just torture now. So
First of all, I am old now. And so I do fall asleep. But I have to say something to Q Sledge. They are not the worst burgers ever.
First,
for
read
anyone,
what he says, because there's people at home that are listening to this that have no idea what Q Sledge just said.
He says too much mustard.
But you can ask for them without mustard.
You can ask for it without mustard, But
problem
also,
solved.
People will compare Whataburger and In-N-Out, and they will say In-N-Out is so much better. I had In-N-Out when we were in Vegas last. I did not like it, but I love Whataburger. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So... I have discovered that with the movies that I fall asleep in are actually action movies.
Yes.
And or, you know, with a lot of action going on. And the reason is there's not a lot of story.
Because you're epileptic?
No, there's not a lot of story. There's just a lot of action. So you fall asleep and then you wake up and they're still fighting this same battle they were fighting 15 minutes ago.
Which explains so much about our podcast that you find action movies to be boring. So anything with any kind of movement or action, you just fall asleep in it.
Exactly.
You know, speaking of movies. It's the Pride 48 Summer Fantasy Movie League. Sponsored in part by Dubious Intent, Kathy Bacon, and your friends at Pride48.com. So we have now 29 teams, or 29 studios.
I'm excited.
Participating in our contest here. Now, if you're in our chat room and you have not yet participated in the Summer Fantasy Movie League, you get the chance to do it before, because it starts, the opening movies are going to be this Friday, the 23rd. So
I was going to say, if you're listening to this recorded,
if you're listening
it
to this recorded,
started.
Too late, because, you know, even if I get it edited tonight, Adam won't post it until Saturday. But it's going to be this weekend or the opening movies. So if you have not done it yet, I'm going to help the folks out in the chat room. If you haven't done it yet, I'm going to post the link here in the chat room. The link is on our website also, but you can click there and go directly to the summer.
You know what
theme.
You could do?
What?
You could make a short URL.
I could, but at this point, it starts in like 2 days. So,
You could use people might not like that if we abuse the Pride 48 URL like that. But I was going to say you could do like movieleague.pride48.com or something. But
I could. But here's the thing. So you need to, if you want to play along, go now. It doesn't matter. You can actually join at any time. If you want to join the Movie League after it starts, that's fine. You can. You just won't be able to pick the movies that have already opened. So you can still participate. You can still play along. We don't know what the prize is going to be, but it's going to be something amazing because, you know, Kathy Bacon is going to pick it. So there you go. So it's this Friday. Now, I have movies opening this weekend on my roster here. Do you?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I believe you do. Yeah, X-Men opens this weekend. So yes, I have X-Men Days of Future Past is on my list. And I believe it's on your list also.
Yes, X-Men is on my list. That is true.
Correct. So there you go. So check it out over at, if you're listening to this and you can't go to our website or whatever, just go to summermovieleague.com, sign up, and then under the league directory link, scroll down until you find Pride 48 Movie League, and then click join. Actually, I believe it'll say enter password. The password is Pride48ML. So,
and all of that information is on dubiousintent.com. If you look at last week's episode,
yes,
then there is a link. You'll see it's a different color. That's why you'll know it's a link. And then underneath it, it says password.
Right. Now, Jaded Tristan would like the prize to be you spread eagle on his bed.
Wow. Well, that could be arranged, I'm sure.
I thought you were like, oh, we're top. Look, I'm a top.
Well, I didn't know. Nothing's getting stuck in anywhere. But I can be spready. I mean, that's not a problem. Sometimes I dry off that way. Like, if I don't feel like using a towel, I just like spread eagle on the bed to dry.
Right.
Because the fan,
the
you know.
Give me the shower. Wait, I got to get, where's the thing? I got to find the thing. All right, go ahead. No,
turn
go ahead.
The fan
continue
on.
Continue your thing.
It blows on my hole and dries it.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me.
It does. That's what I do.
Why
sometimes.
Do I not have this thing bookmarked? All right, so yeah.
Sometimes I even like.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm going to say.
I like.
Spread
you
out.
You know, I kind of.
Spread eagle on my bed.
Push it up in the air a little bit to get it closer so the air is, you know.
I'm all hot and sweaty.
Over my, yeah.
I just came back in from power walking and my Fitbit hurts.
I was walking the dog. That's what I was doing. I just saw that melon over there and I couldn't, you know.
Perpetuating the myth.
Hold on, let me add to that. I can't go through the fruit section at the grocery store without getting a hard on. I have to, you know.
Exactly. Oh, shit. I just hit the thing and I shouldn't have hit the thing. All right, fine. So Summer Movie League, make sure that you participate because, you know, it's the thing to do with all of your friends and fellow podcasters and fellow podcast listeners from Pride48.com.
Did you do the thing?
What thing?
The thing that it was my turn to do?
Yes.
Oh.
You're right. It was your turn. I apologize.
It's okay. I hadn't even... Yeah, I completely forgot. And then Carrie said something in the chat room. And I was like, oh, I wonder what it was.
Right. DI Plus Sec segment brought to you by... There. I'm done with that. All right. So I have we have a tech question that came in from Derek. Let me see if I can pull that up here. Hi, DI Plus Nerd Herd, which I think is copyrighted. Big fatty. I have a coworker that has a Windows machine with an external hard drive where some data accidentally got deleted. Do you have a recommendation for free or cheap data recovery software? Derek.
Before you say anything, I would like to just answer that.
I wasn't going to say
because I just want to give my 2 cents.
Please give your 2 cents.
There is a set of tools called Glary something or other. Utilities, maybe. It's spelled Glary.
From Albuquerque?
Huh?
Is it Glary from Albuquerque?
No. Oh. Glary Utilities. So if you go to glary.soft-now.com, mm-hmm. There is a, they are utilities that help you do lots of things. I think that's the right one.
Wow, that is utilities that help you do lots of things.
I believe this is it. It's what I've used it for. Anyway, so it has an undelete. So basically, it has undelete. You point it to a drive or to a location, and you say, I want to undelete the files. And it will bring up a list of those files, and you can undelete them. Because basically, when you delete something, unless you have formatted it, if you format it, you're pretty much screwed. But if you didn't format it, if you just deleted, they're not really deleted.
That is correct. All that has happened is that you've taken the links out of the file allocation table. So you have taken away the pointers to the file, but the actual data is not there. Unless you have used some kind of device to overwrite. So if you format the drive is one way to do that, but also if you have written other things to your hard drive. So if you've written new material to your hard drive, it could overwrite sectors that were previously used by other files, in which case you're kind of screwed. I know you thought that I was going to say something about SpinWrite, but SpinWrite is something that is for a malfunctioning drive to get the data back. Like the drive, the data is there, it just can't be read, and it's, you know, it's having mechanical issues or like bad sector issues. This is a case of the external hard drive was, you know, deleted or things were deleted. So no, I would not have used the SpinWrite on this because SpinWrite would.
No, I didn't think you were going to say SpinWrite. No, but I thought I had a good answer.
Just don't delete things. That'd be my answer.
I just wanted to get an answer. I'm pretty sure. Anyway,
Correct answer, the snooty IT answer is, of course, well, it's easy. You just restore from your backup. And
restore
from your backup that you do weekly, and you just restore it from your backup. And
if all you did is delete, try glarysoft.com. It's free. Glary Utilities 5, and I'm almost positive I will look while Daniel's talking at some point, because I can't do two things at once. But I'm pretty sure it has an undelete tool on it, and it will literally show you the files as if they're not deleted, and then you just check them.
Right.
And say undelete. But if not, just search undelete program on Google.
Excellent. All right. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about, I'm not going to talk about because it just happened today and I really don't have a lot of information on it. I just threw it on there because I was panicking. But I found something else. Something else happened today that I did want to talk about because I thought it was kind of cool. Have you seen this new thing on Google Plus, the new stories?
I have not. What have I missed on Google Plus?
So Google Plus has added a thing to your photos. So in your photos section on Google Plus, if you send your photos up to your Google Plus account, automatically back them up or, you know, upload them to the photos and everything. It's been doing this auto awesome thing where it'll automatically enhance your photos. And if you've put up things that have movement in them, you know, it will make an animated GIF for you. It'll clean up your photos. It'll, you know, help you tag things and whatever. But they've just slowly been adding more and more features to this. And what the new thing that they've added now is called Stories. And what it is if it notices that you've taken several pictures.
Is that like for people who watch their stories?
If you've taken several pictures in a particular location over a, you know, at a same kind of time of day, you know what I'm saying? Time, in other words, over a period of days in the same location that is not your home or your work, because it knows where you live and where you, it will put them together into a story. So let's see, how do I get to the thing? I'm going to post the link to mine. If you go to my Google Plus account, I have posted the one from your trip to New York, which I did not do this. So this is not me doing this. This is Google Plus automatically putting them together into a story for me. And so I will, I got to get to my profile. Talk, Adam, while I'm finding this.
Okay. So it arranges the photos that it thinks go together in a story?
I posted it in the chat room. So even if you're not on Google Plus, you can click on that. It is a public post. You can go to it. And so if you click on that, you'll see that what it is it's taken the photos from New York from the weekend that you were here, April 4th, for 3 days. Right. And it starts off by saying, oh, look, the first picture I took was I was in Fairfield Metro at the train station and I took a picture and I made a little thing about that. And there's a clock next to it that'll tell you what time it happened. And then there's a picture out in my hotel room and I'm at the New York Marriott downtown and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it takes, so it's a combination of my Google Plus post and photos that I've uploaded at the time and places that I've checked into. There's the elevator panel after you leaned up against it and hit every floor. There's the picture of you and Mittens in the hotel room. There's that lowest price. There's a picture of, you know, some stuff over at Grand Central. You know, it shows that I've gone to Grand Central. And then we went to Toys R Us, right? And there's Jeffrey in Toys R Us that we went to. And then we went over to 30 Rock and there's like the pictures of you in front of the NBC thing. So it just slides them all together, you know, in chronological order. And basically these are not all the photos. These are just ones that it, you know, put together to,
you know, they keep adding all these features. And then people talk like they're going to be getting rid of Google Plus. And so it's like, what are they going to, if they got rid of Google Plus, what are they going to do?
That is something I don't even want to talk about because it's just so annoying the way people talk about it. Because Google Plus is not what people think Google Plus is, right? So it's kind of one of the things. Google Plus is all of the Google services unified together, right? When people talk about Google Plus, a lot of times what they are talking about are, you know, is the just the social aspect of it, or just the, you know, the timeline aspect of it, like me posting stuff on my Google Plus stream or something like that. It is like 1/10 of what Google Plus is, right? Google Plus is, you know, everything that I comment on YouTube, or the photos that I upload, or the photo albums that I share out, or the stories that I make here, or the automated videos that it makes for me, or the, or my Gmail account, or the fact that it will read through my email and it'll like put calendar information, like plane tickets, you know, plane flight information and stuff on my Google Now account, so that when I walk into the airport, right, I already have my plane ticket up on my phone. It automatically pulls it up on my phone for me. That's what Google Plus is. It is the power of the Google services plus. That's what it's called, Google Plus. It's just that they have been rolling this out slowly in pieces. And so when people talk about Google Plus, they tend to get like that, you know, blinders on, and they tend to think like they're talking about the thing that like Facebook is, right? Just the social aspect of like posting and liking things and like, you know, posting things to your timeline. There is some of that on Google Plus, but that is not what Google Plus is, right? Google Plus was never really intended to be that. It has that in it, but it's not meant to
be. I like it that you took a picture of that sign. We are probably the lowest priced in the city.
Correct. It's optimist. They're optimists there. We probably have the lowest prices in the city. We're not going to, you know, not for sure, but we probably. And Jaded Tristan, we did not go to the sex clubs when Adam was here because he was with his husband and I was with mine. So,
although that would have been fabulous. You know, that NBC, or is it NBC the Peacock? Whatever it is. Is that Jelly Beans?
Yes.
Okay. So. I look kind of cute standing in front of those jelly beans.
Anyway, the way you would get to this, if you're a Google Plus user, or if you have an Android phone and you're letting your photos get backed up to your Google Plus account, you have this. Whether you've ever posted to your Google Plus timeline or not, that is irrelevant. You go to your Google Photos, right? So you can go to your Google Plus, drop down the home, choose on photos. And then once you get to your photo page, there's a more, drop down the more, and the very first item there is stories. Choose stories. And then that will, like in my case, it has done the weekend in New York. It has done my trip to Tampa and Plant City. It did a weekend in New York back in November. It did a trip to Las Vegas, which is last Pride 48. So I made a whole trip for the Pride 48 thing. My weekend in New York last Memorial Day when my brother was here. Trip to New York and New Jersey when Donna Sugars was here. When my nephew was here. So lots of, here's our trip to Newport to the mansions back in 2012. So it's just basically going through, you know, grouping things together. Like here's my trip to Anaheim, which was back in 2010. So anyway, it was just really kind of cool thing because you can edit it. You can go through and edit it and, you know, add captions to it and add movies to it. But it is what they do kind of automatically there is kind of cool. Anyway, there you go. So
well,
Google Plus
neat.
Stories, check it out and you can see it for yourself.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it.
All right. Should we just... the remaining death phone calls are all RT Cruiser. Should we just give a yay or nay down to the... So Sir Jack Brabham, who's that?
Some race car driver in Australia. I'm going to say no.
Beverly Long, who is that?
She is an actress who was in some movie a long time ago. I can't remember what movie she was in. It was a really long time ago. Probably one movie she
there
was
you go,
in.
There you go, Beverly Long. Eddie Williams, who's that?
I can't remember who that is.
Alan Rickman and Jerry Vale. There you go. So Beverly Long, Alan Rickman, and Jerry Vale. Put RT Cruiser. Congratulations, RT Cruiser, for those. I will play those songs at the end of the show just so that we can get, because we're running a little bit late, and let's just move on. Look, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor the Latte Boy has just entered the chat room. So.
Oh, it feels so special. They should do their show live.
You know, Pod is My Co-Pod is doing their show live the June 20th to 22nd on Pride48.com on our live streaming weekend. So they're one of the many shows.
They should do it live weekly.
Oh, I agree. They should. Wait, Alan Rickman is not dead is what I'm being told in the chat room here.
Oh, that's
All right, fine.
I forgot. I knew he wasn't dead and then I forgot. But I
think what
he was thinking
that Scar had died in The Lion King. All right, let's.
Is Alan Rickman?
No, that was Jeremy Irons. Alan Rickman was Snape, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. That is just what I was going to ask. Actually, he was Snape, I think.
Yes, he's Professor Snape. All right, let's see. Let's go here. Jaded Tristan has said, "I didn't know you lived around here, Daniel. We should go do Gay Six Flags in the fall. I would love to go and do Gay Six Flags in the fall. Yes, please." Email me. And actually, we should get together sometime. This trip is probably not the greatest because my brother and sister-in-law are here. But we go into the city all the time just to goof around. So yeah, we should absolutely meet up with you and do things. Anyway, I'm sorry. Please continue with the news.
Oh, I thought you guys were just having like a little reunion.
No, we're just
there.
Having a talk. We're just having a little chit chat. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know, by all means, if you want to do that, do you want to exchange business cards or phone numbers or anything like that? So in Dallas, the police are investigating a shocking attack by a naked man who dove through a car's open sunroof before assaulting the female driver. It happened Friday evening near the corner of Zhang Boulevard and Oakenwald Street in Oak Cliff.
That is not even a real address. Zhang Boulevard?
It is, actually. I lived in Dallas. Zang. Did anyone know that? I lived in Dallas.
Zang, Lord.
And I will tell you, Oak Cliff is not a very nice... You don't want to go to Oak Cliff.
What about Oak Cliff and Zang Boulevard?
On your own. I don't remember Zang Boulevard specifically, but Oak Cliff is not very nice. Anyway, from his apartment balcony, the neighbor shot video of the man as he sat naked in the street below. Payne thought he was capturing the craziest thing he'd ever seen until that man came back into the frame. Nude and with no fear, the man slid arms first into the open sunroof of a woman's car. And it says, a naked man jumped in, she told us.
Can you do it in her voice?
A naked man jumped in.
That sounds like your voice.
I don't know. A naked man. I don't know.
What is she like? She like Beverly Sills or something? Oh, a naked man has jumped into my car. I cannot believe it. I was very shocked. Oh,
that's it. He was arrested. There is a video of it. So,
oh, well, you know, this is an audio show. So move along. Next.
This is not a video podcast. So you guys can go find that video if you want to. And there you go. So the next news story will be specifically interesting to TJ. So never fear the Night of the Living Dead. The Pentagon has got you covered. From responses to natural disasters to a catastrophic attack on the homeland, the U.S. military has a plan of action ready to go if either incident occurs. It also has devised an elaborate plan should a zombie apocalypse befall the country, according to a Defense Department document obtained by CNN. In an unclassified document titled CONOP 8888, officials from the U.S. Strategic Command used the specter of a planet-wide attack by The Walking Dead as a training template for how to plan for real-life large-scale operations, emergencies, and catastrophes.
That doesn't even really spell out anything, does it?
It's, what do you mean? It's a...
You know, like, you would think that, like, some kind of government document detailing a zombie attack would, you know, like, have some kind of cool acronym or something.
No, it's CONOP. CONOP. 8888.
CONOP. 8888.
And the Pentagon says the document is identified as a training tool used in an in-house training exercise where students learn about the basic concepts of military plans and order development through a fictional training scenario. Navy Captain Pamela Kuntz. Oh, maybe that's the one Big Fatty's talking about.
Could be. You know, and I think actually what happened here is, you know, the chances of us being invaded by, you know, zombies is slim and none. But there's always Canadians. So, you know, I think it works both ways.
So this document actually outlines a wide variety of zombies and different threats that they might pose. And actually, you know, and has different phases of the operation and general zombiness awareness training or zombie awareness training and recalling all military personnel to their duty stations, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's it. So never fear for those of you who are in the U.S. If the zombie apocalypse should happen,
the government is prepared.
The government is prepared.
Do we have patriotic music for that? It's like,
I don't know. I don't. Last but not least.
Yes.
This could be bad news for a lot of our Pride 48ers.
Uh-oh.
If you visit this location. So police in downtown Brighton are cracking down on disorderly conduct by issuing tickets to people who swear or cause problems following complaints about the
behavior. I thought you were just pausing for like, they're issuing tickets to people who swear that they did nothing wrong.
No, people who swear.
People who swear as in curse, as in say fuck or shit or cunt or... whatever.
Yeah, you would have racked up quite a few tickets right then.
I would have gotten three, I would have assumed. Unless it was after 10 o'clock at night on cable, in which case I...
So Colin Anderson told the Livingston County Daily Press and Argus of Howell that he was simply venting.
You're
when
just
he
making
swore.
Up names now.
No, that's in the article. That he was simply venting when he swore after a friend was ticketing. Oh, for skate was doing what?
I'm not the one reading this story.
Skateboarding in Brighton.
Yes.
Oh, this is in, this is in England. Yeah, so that would explain
yeah,
the.
Yeah.
I lived in Brighton for a while. Anyway, doesn't matter. He was ticketed for swearing when he was skateboarding. The 19-year-old from Brighton said he was in the parking lot near the Imagination Station playground in April when he was ticketed for disorderly conduct. He said he swore under his breath and no children heard him, but he ended up with a $200 fine. So anyway, that's it. Don't You know, and ironically enough, Brighton is a gay resort area of England.
Brighton is a gay resort area of England.
Yeah. It's on the south coast. I lived there for 6 months.
You sound, you know, what am I trying to say? You sound like indignant about that. Well,
I lived there. I'm proud. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
News, ladies and gentlemen.
This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Jake did not win The Voice.
Do that. I haven't seen it yet.
Did you honestly think that that country kid had a chance?
Well, I have
Everyone, everyone knows it's between Josh and Christina. And no, I'm not going to tell you who won. I know who won, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm just saying, I thought it would be funny to tell you that Jake did not win.
Please don't tell me who won, because after we record, I'm going to go in the other room and I'm going to watch The Voice.
Tristan in the chat room says that Brighton Beach is not gay at all.
It's a gay resort area. It is a gay resort. Trust me.
Okay, Tristan. Kathy Bacon.
I lived there.
Is Brighton Beach a gay area?
Brighton.
You know that your voice comes through here too, so I can't. Okay, Kathy Bacon. Is Brighton Beach a gay area? Gay Brighton and Hove. Is that where we're going here?
There's
an official nudist beach, Duke's Mound in Brighton, close to the gay village.
Ooh, it is a.
Oh, I live in a gay village.
It is an area where gay people go to vacation. I'm not saying it is specifically for gay people.
Well,
anyway,
it says close to the gay village, and there's some place called the gay village.
I think that's a club. Anyway,
maybe there's people. Maybe there's people there. Maybe they're the gay village people. Am I ready for what? Am I ready for the birthdays?
Did you play the theme song?
For what?
The birthdays.
I did not. Would you like me to?
Okay. Sure, I would.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay. Oops, that was early.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, la, la.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah, la, la.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
What do we have on the old birthday machine here this evening, Adam?
Oh, we have a few. All right. So here is the first one.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
I have to unmute my computer. Here we go.
All right. I'm ready now. This is Cher.
You didn't even let it get...
Turn back time.
Yes.
If I could find...
This is Cher. So I'm going to say that it is Cher's birthday.
It is. Well, amazing that you didn't say, you know, Alan Rickman or something. I don't know. But yes, it is Cher's birthday. You know, she's on tour right now.
I did not know that.
And Cher is 68 years old.
68 years old. Why, she is exactly one Morgan Freeman.
You know, I think Cher looks pretty good when she's all made up. I mean, I know she's had a lot of plastic surgery and stuff, and I've never seen Cher in person, and I'm not a huge Cher fan, but she's going to be in Kansas City, which is only about 3 hours away from me, the 31st. And I was thinking, man, I should go. Or she's going to be in St. Louis, like, the following week.
I think the real point is that Cher and Morgan Freeman are the same age.
You know, this is this might be her final I'm retiring tour.
Yeah, right. Until she needs to make another car payment.
Well, maybe. You know, she didn't even say comeback or anything like that, because, you know, her last tour was supposedly she was retiring. You know, this is my farewell tour. And she did it for like 3 years.
All right. I was way off. Morgan Freeman is 76.
As in trombones?
Yeah. But you know who is really old that I didn't even think about? Do you watch The Good Wife?
I don't.
Stockard Channing has been on there, and I was just like, oh my God, she looks horrible. And then I looked her up, and she's like 70. I'm like, oh, okay, she looks all right for 70.
Oh, you look horrible. Oh, you're 70.
I thought she was a lot younger. Yeah, she looks great for 70. So anyway, go ahead. Oh. Next.
All right, so I was pulling them up as you were talking, so I'm almost there. And here is the next one right now.
I'm going to say, oh, I was going to say something snarky, but now I realize it is actually the actual thing. This is Anya, right?
It's who?
Anya? Inya? Anya?
Yeah, actually, well, I don't think anyone calls it Anya, but it's Inya.
No, it's not in me. It's I believe it is Anya. I believe I said Inya once, and I got a very nasty tweet from Auntie Vera Charles, who told me that it was Anya.
Oh, is it Anya? Yes. I have always heard it pronounced Inya, but then again, I am from Arkansas, so I cannot say that we are the capital of pronunciation.
Let's see if it is pronounced here anyway. Inya, I don't know that it's... anyway, I believe that it is Anya, as in like, oh my God, I just got that Anya.
Maybe. Well, Anya, or Inya, however you want to say it.
Yes.
Is
53 years old.
Yes, you're correct.
Well, that's because I'm trying to find out how to pronounce her name, so I looked it up. So yes, she's 53 years old. There you go.
You know, people make fun of her music, but it actually is very relaxing. I mean, you want like, I don't know, you know, you want to lay back in that recliner that they had at the movie theater, maybe smoke some pot. I don't know.
Let's see. All right. So they're saying in the chat room they haven't heard Kathy Bacon talk in a while. That's because I haven't asked her questions that she absolutely knows the answer to. She usually gives me a thing. So, OK, Kathy Bacon, who is Anya?
Is an Irish singer, instrumentalist and songwriter who is one of Moya Brennan's younger sisters.
There you go. She's Moya Brennan's younger sister.
Okay, I know for a fact you won't get this one.
Oh, all right. The gauntlet challenge accepted. Here we go.
There are two. This is a character who is on both of these shows.
All right, go. Let's hear it.
So here's the
first
show.
I've been told that I will not get it. Okay, chat room, Adam can't hear me right now, but if you know the answer, please type it in. This is a song. I mean, this is a show then, right?
It's a theme song to a show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A lot of pretty people.
Oh, a lot of pretty people. Is it Gossip Girl?
No, but... it's on the same network.
Oh, it's on the WB or the CW or whatever, the CW.
Yes.
Is it Rain?
No.
Okay.
Okay, that was the first one.
That was the first one. That's the first one.
Which you didn't get, so you probably won't get the second one either, but here we go.
Now this sounds very futuristic. Like, is that a laser noise or some kind of thing that I'm hearing there?
It's time to go.
It's not futuristic, so you're not gonna get. So I'm gonna give you the show. These shows are related. They're both on CW. I thought maybe you might have watched at least one of them because you're kind of into this genre.
This genre.
One of them is Vampire Diaries.
Not Vampire Diaries, and the other one would be The Originals.
And Originals, yes, it's all about me.
Right, but when you said they were related, that's how I knew the one was The Originals. All right, so Vampire Diaries and The Originals, and they're on both. This person is on both.
Yes, so this one started on Vampire Diaries and now has moved on to Originals.
So he was one of the Originals from.
Yes.
The Vampire Diaries. Was he the guy that was also in that genetically enhanced Jessica Alba show from a long time ago?
Oh, that I don't know, because I don't know what else this guy's been on. I would never have guessed this guy's name, but we watch both Vampire Diaries and Originals, so.
All right. I'm just going to go out on a limb here.
I know his character name on the show, so yes. You can give me that.
No, no, that would not be. Is it Daniel Gillies?
No.
Is it Joseph Morgan?
Yes. Are you Googling?
No, I am not. Not at all. I would never.
It's his name on both Vampire Diaries and the originals, because he is the same character.
Yes.
Is Niklaus.
Niklaus.
Yeah. And he's kind of cute. Anyway, he's an original vampire, but he's also a hybrid, which means he's a cross between a werewolf and a vampire.
Ooh. All right. So I did. The chat room is asking me about the Jessica album. It was, yes, Dark Angel was that show, Dark Angel. And it was the guy that was hunting Dark Angel, I thought, had also been in Vampire Diaries at some point. He's like he's a bad guy that always shows up everywhere.
See, Jaded Tristan must either is really good at Googling or he watches the show. Niklaus Mikkelsen or Michelson, I'm not sure. Anyway, all right, our last one. Here we go.
I'm ready. Don't. Now this is not the actual theme song. This is like a remake of this or something, right?
I don't know.
Because it sounds like someone's trying to play the theme to L.A. Law, but that is...
No, this is not the theme to L.A. Law. But it is a theme song.
It is a remake, is what Max is saying in the chat room here. All right, I'm clueless. I'm dragging this out. I do not know. Go.
Okay, well, I'm going to play the next one to kind of give you an idea of who this might be. So here we go.
This is the theme to James Bond, like 007, like a, you know.
It is, yes.
So the first one was also related? But it wasn't.
The person who was in the first one is also in the next one.
So is it James Bond? So is it Daniel Craig?
I got it.
It was Remington. It was the theme to Remington Steel, and it was Pierce Brosnan.
Yes, excellent. It is Pierce Brosnan. It was the theme to Remington Steel, which was wrote by Henry Mancini.
You know, he also wrote the crazy
Pink
elephant.
Pink Panther.
Yeah, the elephant.
Elephant walk?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
The funky elephant walk or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and he wrote the theme to Pink Panther as well.
Excellent.
Pierce Brosnan, yes, is 61 years old.
61 years young. Is that our birthdays?
That is our birthday.
Excellent. Well, happy birthday to everyone.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday to you.
We did it!
Three, two, one.
You know what? I'm just going to take this moment to tell you guys. Our phone number is 229-234-7587. And it's not that we don't love getting phone calls.
We do.
We love getting phone calls from RT Cruiser and from Kathy Bacon. And we love it. But we'd like to hear from you other guys, too. Let's get to our first phone call, shall we? Hello.
Hello. Oh, that didn't sound very good. I hope this call goes through, dagnabbit. Okay, Butter Bread. Hello. Hi, do you have chocolate dipped cones? Do you have vanilla dipped cones?
We only have vanilla cones.
But you don't have dip.
We only have vanilla cones. No, we do not have our dip cones. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're not having them at all?
Not as far as I'm aware. We may have them later this summer.
Oh, that just breaks my heart. Okay. I guess we'll have...
this would be Kathy Bacon torturing some poor drive-thru employee.
You, what?
Do you have
no dip cones?
We only have vanilla cones. So you don't have dip cones. We only have vanilla cones. So you don't have dip cones.
What about strawberry dip cones?
Do you have some other kind? You know, I went to, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, Adam.
I don't know.
Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. You know, our neighbors to the north in Vermont get a lot more press than we do for their dairy cows. But, you know, Connecticut, we have some really fine dairy cows here. And we have lots of dairies that you can go to and get the ice cream. So I went there this lovely past week, and we went to a dairy farm and got some homemade ice cream, which is delicious. It's absolutely delicious. But they actually,
is that on your paleo diet?
It's paleo ice cream. And and by that I just write paleo on the side of it, and that makes it paleo. But anyway, they did have on their board their dipped cones, and I took a picture of that. I forgot to post it, but I did take a picture that even the homemade ice cream place offers dipped cones. So there you go. All right, let's go to our next phone call then. Hello.
Oh my God, you cannot believe how devastated I am that McDonald's isn't doing the dipped cones. Seriously, I cannot believe it. What a load of malarkey. I like lived here. It's kind of like when they had the 42-ounce drink.
Yes.
I lived here for those too. Hello. I could probably, let me see. What could I do with those 42-ounce cups? I could probably build a house with all the cups I collected when I did that, when I was addicted. To Coke and Diet Coke or Diet Coke, but I'm not anymore. But anyway. So anyway, it's like we started with one lady, and then we ended with another lady, and then when I went to pay, it was a guy. Hello, I scared him all away. So anyway, that kind of ticks me off. But anyway, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to get a chocolate factory at home. What is it called? Chocolate fountain? Dang thyroid?
Chocolate fountain.
So I have two comments. First of all, I don't think a chocolate fountain goes with your whole health challenges you've been having recently. And the other thing that I want to say is that is a thing. So somebody will talk to you at a fast food place, and it'll be like, you know, they'll have that thing where the girl comes on and says, "Hi, welcome to Wendy's. May I take your order, please? Blah blah blah." And they'll go, "Yeah, could I? What do you want?" And it's like a guy, and they usually,
you know, I don't want to get bogged down in it too much, but you do know that a lot of that the trend recently is to outsource those things.
Well, I know that it's a recording.
No. I mean, to outsource the things, as in the person that you're is going through voice over IP. So the person that you actually are giving your order to is not even in the same state. Like there's a camera there. It'll take a snapshot of your car.
You know,
it takes a snapshot of your car and you in the window so that it can be matched with the order. But it's like the person that you're talking to a lot of times is not even there. So it's like,
you know, it would be so funny if you drive up to McDonald's and they go, "Welcome to McDonald's."
"Welcome to McDonald's. I'm going to take your order now, please." You know what? I'm just going to say this, Kathy Bacon, really. I'm just throwing this out here. On Amazon.com, you can get the Wilton Chocolate Pro Electric Melting Pot for $20, right? $18.67 via Amazon Prime, so free delivery. And then you can buy little dark chocolate, Pro Fountain and Fondue Chocolate, right? You can buy that for $13 a bag. You could dip your own cones. You could make your own dipped cones, and then you wouldn't have to be like driving.
They used to sell this stuff called shells.
Well, yeah, but that stuff is crap. That stuff is like all chemicals. Have you ever had that shell? The magic shell. It's called magic shell. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. You squirt it all over your cone, and that's crap. That's absolute crap. That's just chemicals.
And it hardens. It solidifies.
This is dipping chocolate, and it's basically fondue chocolate. Anyway, let's get to our next phone call here. Wow, we're really over here. Let's go.
Okay, so I'm at the Dairy Queen in Groton, South Dakota. Groton. I just ordered a small vanilla cone dipped in chocolate.
Yes.
We don't have chocolate dipped cones.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I wish I could have recorded it. Anyway, I'm going to find a fridge or something.
Seriously, Kathy, seriously, buy a fondue pot, dip your own cone. You can save the chocolate. The chocolate will melt and re-harden numerous times. You don't have to, like, you know, use the entire bag every time. It's all right. It's fine. Final phone call here. Let's move to that one, shall we?
Seriously, you can buy cigarettes, but you can't buy dipped cones?
Why? You know, you can also just get some sprinkles. Just get a dish of sprinkles
and roll
the cone in the sprinkles.
You know, but now I have to admit, Kathy, don't stop calling in because I am fascinated by the dip cones. I am. I want to
just get a little.
Go
ahead.
Every week I think, where might Kathy have gone next to try to find her dipped tones?
She has raised the temperature of the earth 4 degrees with the amount of greenhouse gases that she has emitted into the air driving from state to state.
Is she in South Dakota?
Yes, she's in South Dakota.
She'll call from North Dakota.
She is like the podcasting female Diogenes, just driving state to state in search of the one true cone. I don't even know what she's. Seriously. All right, get a chafing dish, right? Or you don't even need a chafing dish. Just get a regular dish, right? Just do this, Kathy. Do this for me. Get a regular dish.
In the microwave.
Nope. Get a regular dish and get some crushed peanuts, right? Just put the crushed peanuts on the plate. Then get yourself one of those little cones that you buy in the store, right? And some ice cream, right? So put some vanilla ice cream in your cone and then just roll it in the crushed peanuts. Roll it back and forth in the crushed peanuts so it's all nice and coated there. And then there you go. There's a dipped cone and peanuts. You can do that with sprinkles.
It's not chocolate.
You could freeze some fun-sized Snickers and then smash those up, and you could roll it in the Snickers, in the crushed Snickers. Just saying.
I have an aside here. I'm looking at Twitter, and just to promote another show, because we like to do that, Cocktails and Cream Puffs did a Doritos taste test on their most recent episode.
You could crush up Doritos and roll the cone in crushed Doritos.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Doritos has several mystery flavors that are in these special bags right now, like these silver bags.
They
have no names on them. They're like number 7, number 8, whatever. There are no names.
Yes.
And they want you to like eat them and then vote on which one you like the best or something like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're choosing their next flavor.
They're doing what?
Shut up. On Tuesday, they're going to choose next flavor. Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And they did a taste test. I want us to taste test. I like when podcasts taste test things. I think you and I.
Well, then why are you telling me this now? Why didn't you like set this up ahead of time? Like tell me, buy X.
I didn't even think about the Doritos thing, but soon, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel and I are going to taste test something. Just wait. We're going to do it. But in the meantime, go listen to Cocktails and Cream Puffs and hear what they think of Doritos number 7 or whatever.
No, don't go listen to Cocktails and Cream Puffs. They're not even playing in the movie league. They're too important. You know what? Go listen to Pods, My Copilot. They're in the movie league. You can go listen to them. No, you know, the other thing, Kathy Bacon, you could like smash up some those little red candy tamale things. You could smash up those blazing hot tamales. You could have those in your, I can't find it. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. It'll be fixed in post, but for those of you in the chat room, you know that I could not find the ending theme.
Oh, hell, don't look at Twitter when you haven't seen the voice.
Yes,
yet.
I was going to mention that. You'll find out that Jake Worthington did not win. So
it goes, the voice winner.
Yes, don't say it.
Blah, 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 blah. Who won? I was like, oh, shit, thank goodness they didn't say who won.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Remember, if you're going to join the movie league, you need to do so lickety-split, or else you're going to miss that first weekend. But you can find out details at our website. All that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Good night, Chet.
Night, David.